Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And there's been lots of great indications that the Democratic Party is in deep trouble in the upcoming election. But no indication has been quite so devastating as a Quinnipiac poll, national Quinnipiac poll, that showed that Biden's approval rating among Hispanics, the approval of his role as president, is down below 70%. That's basically, in the past, the kind of level of support Democrats provided, received from our Hispanic voters, and some 60 million of them. But actually, you know what? It's below his approval rating, below 70%, below 50%. Flipping over all the cards, it's 19%, which is almost unbelievably pathetic. It is an indication that if that proceeds, this is going to be disaster for Democrats across the country. And Ruben Navarrete says, hey, don't worry about it, because guess what, Democrats? Republican Hispanics are going to make politics fun again. Ruben Navarrete is a frequent guest on our show. Why? Because he is one of the leading voices actually speaking to the United States, not just about issues involving Hispanic Americans, but about all of the major issues facing this country. His column is extraordinarily important and very timely. It is also one of the most read and influential columns syndicated across the country to by the Washington Post. It is one of the most read and influential columns out there. Ruben, it's a great pleasure speaking to you always. So were you surprised at the figure of 19% approval among Hispanics for President Biden?
Michael, my friend, great to be back with you. You know, it's a little jarring, okay? When you get down below 20%, it's going to be jarring. I was not surprised that it was low. I was a bit surprised that it was that low. But I've been tracking it for the last, the approval rating, the Biden's approval rating among Hispanics, I've been tracking it for the last year or so, and I've continued to see it slide. The fact that it's below 20% did catch my eye. But I'll tell you, there's a lot going on here, Michael. I just finished a column earlier today for, I got to remember who I'm writing for these days. It was for the Washington Post Writers Group column, and it was about how Biden has disappointed Latinos on the left by basically now repairing Trump's border wall. Get that, right? So in a very dishonest way, because it turns out that Joe Biden is liar, liar, pants on fire on immigration. He campaigns against the wall, promises he's not going to construct another foot of it if he's elected, and then he's elected, and now he's repairing it, right, when it starts to fall apart. And now it's his wall. He's adopted Trump's wall. Well, that also factors into this, Michael, because this is not just a case of conservative Latinos not liking Biden. It's also liberal leftist Latinos who feel that he's let them down as well.
Well, it's one of those things where when you look at the normally in recent elections, presidential elections, Democrats have attracted a close to 70%, certainly over 2/3 of
right.
Latino votes. And to go from 2/3 in close elections to 19% for the largest, quote, minority in the country, that is a recipe for political disaster. What I'm interested in is not what Democrats can do to change that, but what Republicans must do to take advantage of this opening.
Yeah, now let me get on my other soapbox here. Michael, this is a good point. So one of the reasons folks sometimes call me a Republican, think I'm a Republican, is not just because I have tons of Republican friends and some of the things I write skew to the right. It's also because I was really enamored with this notion that we shouldn't embrace welfare, because welfare is something for nothing. And if you get something for nothing, it teaches you not to value it. Well, now the Republican Party is benefiting from welfare. It's benefiting from electoral political welfare in the form of all these Hispanic votes that are raining down upon the GOP through no effort of the GOP. The GOP hasn't spent money in these neighborhoods, hasn't gone out there for the most part and cultivated these votes. It's inheriting these votes because the Democrats are horrible, right? By default. And what the problem with that is, it's, again, if we believe what we said 10 minutes ago, and believe 10 minutes ago about welfare, it is not going to endear to the Republican Party that this is something valuable, because it's come too easily and because they didn't have to work for it. And if it's not valuable, they won't take care of it. And if they don't take care of it, guess what's going to happen? These swing voters, they're going to swing back. That's what swing voters do. They swing back and forth. And so this is a fleeting moment for Republicans unless they grab onto it with both hands and really make good. And that's why people like you and this show is so important. Because you would not believe, Michael, how many lazy Republicans are out there. The Ron DeSantis's and the Greg Abbott's and the others who just feel like, hey, this is great. These votes are raining down upon us. We don't have to do anything. But just open our doors and let the love flow in. Well, that's not going to work, guys.
Okay, let me go back to an example you just mentioned about building Trump's wall. Repairing Trump's wall. First of all, there wasn't that much wall that was actually built under Trump, was there?
That's right. The border itself is 2,000 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border from Brownsville, Texas, to San Diego, California, roughly. And of those 2,000 miles, Michael, you can think of it as three sections of 700 miles each. And there's 700 miles, basically, that is where you can place a wall or a fence. The rest of it is not terrain that's accessible to that. In most cases. And so this has always been about 700 miles of border fencing. And sometimes it's the Democrats who passed things like the Secure Fence Act of 2006, supported by Senator Biden, signed into law by President Obama. And sometimes it's sometimes it's Republicans who put up fencing. But it's always about those same 700 miles.
Right. And that 700 miles is not completely fenced, is it?
It's partially fenced. They have to say there's a wall there, but it's really more of a structure. In some cases, near San Diego where I live, there's a double wall barrier. It's a whole hodgepodge of different things, but the fencing that we have on the border, some of it's falling apart. And the thing that's interesting is on the left, they thought that when Joe Biden said, vote for me, Latinos in particular, vote for me, and I will not build another piece of border wall. He says, I won't tear down the existing wall. I won't go that far, but certainly I won't build any more border wall. Never, I think, did the left ever imagine that when the wall started to come down or fall apart naturally because of the elements and the like, that here was, you know, the Department of Homeland Security from Joe Biden going to go down there in his administration and repair the thing. If you repair the thing, it's your wall now. So
okay,
that's
and,
the part and, I think that is called
and
the left.
And in terms of the wall even working, do you think that the Biden administration could have done a better job of preventing the increase in unauthorized border crossings?
Yes, they could always do a better job. I've been down to the border. I've had the grand tour from the Border Patrol. I've learned a lot. I realize it's a high-tech battle down there. Those people need our help. The Border Patrol needs our help. They don't need a 12th century wall. They need a 21st century solution. They will tell you themselves they need high-tech equipment. You walk into a room that's like kind of a CompStat room where you can see all the crossings, the little bright lights of human beings walking across. The sensors are detecting them. It's high-tech. And they're fighting against these Toyotas who make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and they have iPhones and iPads. And we're out there with this Game of Thrones wall. You know, it's crazy. No wonder we're losing.
We want to see what we can do about winning for the United States and, yes, for the Republican Party. There's a perspective on that that is unique, distinctive, and essential from Ruben Navarrete. We will be right back. If you want to call and join the conversation, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Podcast star, nationally syndicated columnist, best-selling author, Ruben Navarrete is with us here on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the shocking migration, and yeah, it is a migration, from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party by America's Hispanic population, now estimated to be about 18%. Of U.S. population, and Hispanic people increasingly Republican, disillusioned with President Biden and the Democrats. His approval rating down to 19%. There's a political scientist and analyst on the left, very respected. His name is Rui Teixeira, who has just migrated over to the American Enterprise Institute, but he just did an interview with Weekend Edition on NPR, National Public Radio, not a conservative outlet. And the headline, Hispanic and minority voters are increasingly shifting to the Republican Party. Okay, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. And how could Republicans blow it and end up missing a chance for a fundamental restructuring of American politics where you have a durable Republican majority? What could go wrong?
Michael, three things could go wrong. The first thing that's very obvious that could go wrong is that Republicans could make the same mistake the Democrats did. That Democrats, this stuff came so easily to Democrats, they could just simply point at Republicans and say, look, there's racists over there. Those people are racist. The Republicans are racist against Latinos. They didn't have to make that out of whole cloth either, because there are plenty of people in the mix, Michael, as you know. There's always a Donald Trump or a Patrick Buchanan out there who you can point to prove the point. But Democrats got lazy and complacent by just saying, you got to vote for us. You can't vote for the racists. So that's the first mistake. If you become like Democrats and become lazy and take us for granted, that's going to be a problem. The second thing is if you somehow try to talk out of both sides of your mouth the way Democrats do. Democrats come to a topic like immigration saying one thing to labor unions who they're devoted to as their benefactors, saying we'll keep out immigrants. And we'll drop the hammer on enforcement and get rid of competition for you in the workplace. And then they turn around and they say the opposite to Latinos, right? We're going to be much more lenient on the border. So that game, you know, eventually people figure that out. Well, Republicans now, I'm watching in places like Texas, are doing the same sort of thing because they want to be able to reach out to Latinos and say, welcome aboard. But they're not about to give up the red meat of going out to that nativist wing of the Republican Party, where typically they've convinced them that the country is being invaded. If I had a dollar for every time Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has used the word invasion to describe how Latinos are coming into Texas to do jobs that Texans won't do, I wouldn't have to write anymore, right? Because I'd be rich with all these dollars. So that's going to be a problem. You can't pull a Democrat trick where you try to speak the same different messages to different groups and hope nobody figures it out. And then lastly, if they don't make the investment, if they don't simply go out and ask for the votes, I'll give Donald Trump credit for one thing. He got 33%, Michael, 33% of the Latino vote in the last election in 2020, even though he lost that election. And the reason is he actually went out to Latino neighborhoods, helped Latino fundraisers, went out to Latino crowds, had Latinos for Trump signs. You know, he was not like Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney in 2012 was an idiot when it came to Latinos. He just sort of assumed that if you build it, they will come. I'll just come forward with a nice generic vanilla message and all the Latinos will come to me. Right? The wave will bring in Latinos like they bring in everybody else. That's not how politics works. So credit to Donald Trump as a marketer. He understood you have to speak directly to that market. If Republicans make these three mistakes, if they take us for granted, if they talk out of both sides of their mouth, and they don't make the investment and ask us directly for our votes, bye-bye, we're going back.
I know you didn't say adios.
Well, adios. We're going back.
Okay. Yes.
Well, Michael, maybe we don't go back. Maybe we just go fishing and go third party, or just don't go to the polls anymore, because if neither party, you know, works hard for us, nobody quite deserves us.
Okay, can you explain to people, because, again, it's one of those things that drives me crazy, and I've tried to explain it many, many times, why it is that it's so destructive when people use the term invasion to talk about the situation on the border.
Yeah, see, because when I turn on CNN, I see a real invasion. I see the Russians coming into Ukraine. I see women being attacked, people being killed, people being rounded up and deported to Russia, made to swear their allegiance. They're being tortured. That's a real invasion. That's when somebody's coming to pillage your land and take things from you. Okay. What's happening in Texas is not an invasion. I lived in Texas for 5 years. If you took all the undocumented immigrants out of Texas, Texas would dry up like a tumbleweed and blow away. Okay. The reason you have a strong Texas economy, And I speak with authority, because in California, we have more undocumented immigrants than anybody. And that's resulted in a 3.4 gross domestic product, a state product, $3.4 trillion a year, the fifth largest economy in the world in California. And so this is the part that really drives me crazy. the fact that California, Arizona, and Texas are living off the fat of illegal immigrant labor, and then they want to complain, call into radio shows and saying, we're being invaded. Yeah, that's not an invasion. That's an invitation. You invited these people to come in and do these jobs, and you have the gall to then, having lived off of them, you have the gall as you sit in your hammock and sip iced tea in the backyard and call into the talk radio show about how Mexicans are ruining the country and ruining the state. You have the gall to make that argument when the opposite is true.
For previous presidents, Obama at least talked about doing immigration reform, never did anything about it. President Bush tried sincerely and with great difficulty and at great cost twice to put forward immigration reform that would help to secure the border, would institute some consequences for those employers who knowingly exploit the situation of the undocumented. But basically, for both President Trump and for President Biden, it's as if this issue has been forgotten. Is anybody talking about it at this point, or is this considered too politically toxic?
It's, and not only is it too politically toxic, Michael, but unlike a lot of things that are politically toxic, the reason both parties stay away from this, and I've said this before in your show, is that it causes a civil war within their own party. You know, I have three kids. I don't like it when my kids fight among themselves because I'm not going to choose sides. And I just have to watch the fight, right? So I tell them, stop fighting. And so what happens in the Democratic Party is, if we do immigration, let's have that discussion. What you're going to end up having is the white union members who are Democrats fighting with the Latinos, because they have different interests in immigration. Likewise, on the Republican side, you're going to have the Chamber of Commerce pro-business wing of the Republican Party that knows that we're dependent on illegal immigrant labor fighting with the nativist wing that thinks the country's being invaded. Right? No Republican wants to referee its civil war. No Democrat wants to referee the civil war in its party. That's why we don't do this. If you were going to write the book on immigration reform in the last 30 years, 20 years or so, you'd go back to 2005 to 2007. There was so much happening. If you went back over and listened to the Michael Medved show from 2005 to 2007, there was so much happening on immigration reform, right? During that time, there was the Kyle bill, the McCain-Kennedy bill. I've had conversations with John Kyle and John McCain when he was alive about those years. And those 2 years, there was a really sincere effort by the George W. Bush administration to get this done, but we have not seen that in American politics since then.
Alas, that is all too true. Folks should read one of the best columns by Ruben Navarrete about how Latino Republicans can make politics fun again. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a $280 billion bill aimed at making the United States more competitive in the semiconductor industry. Despite a late push by Republican leaders to block the bill over a separate Democratic spending proposal, President Biden spoke with the Chinese president for 2 hours on Thursday, the two reportedly discussing Taiwan and other issues. Appearing on Fox News, South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem says she's concerned that China's president reportedly told President Biden that further U.S. involvement with Taiwan is playing with fire.
What we've done on energy policy, what we've done on food security, supply chain issues, has weakened America, and now we have China emboldened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, okay, the Biden administration is in lots of trouble. We already know that. But one of its most radical ideas involves the forgiveness of student debt, which means that you would have lots and lots of people who never had the opportunity to go to college, maybe chose not to, maybe just were unable to, but those people actually paying in tax money so that people can basically walk away from the debts that they incurred when they got that college degree, which is supposed to be worth something. Okay, so having looked at that, there's now a brand new effort to try to back the idea of debt forgiveness for college students that goes under the category of nice try. But I don't think it makes much of a case. The headline is Canceling Debt Isn't a Radical Idea. It goes back to biblical times. And it starts out, it's about student loan debt. It is by a professor. This appeared in various outlets. I think Forbes helped to syndicate it. It also appeared in Fast Company. And it's by Eva von Dassau, who is an associate professor of ancient history at the University of Minnesota. And she brings up, as a scholar of the ancient Near East, I've read many cuneiform tablets that record how people then, like Americans today, often went into debt to meet living expenses. They might mortgage their property to keep a roof over their heads, only to find that ever accruing interest made it impossible to pay off the principal. This entire idea here is as fascinating, and she goes into the policies of various ancient rulers, some of them living 1,000 years before Moses, more than 2400 BC. She says the earliest recorded instances of this practice came from ancient Sumer, a land in the south of what is now Iraq. Uruk Hagina, who was ruler of the city of Lagash, around 2400 BC. In other words, he was as much before Jesus as we are distant from Jesus. That's a long time ago. He decreed a debt amnesty soon after he came to power. I'm sure it made him very popular, releasing people living in debt bondage to go home and even clearing the prisons. In the Sumerian language, this amnesty was termed amargi, which means return to mother. Does that what happens when you forgive the student debt of a lot of people? They're going to return to mother. Here is the big difference between this fascinating column and what we have today. Is in most of these ancient societies, and yes, and this included biblical Israel. If someone gets deeply into debt, you do a period of servitude. You become an indentured servant. This is one of those things that is uncomfortable. A slave to work off your debt. Debtors' prisons were a very common experience where when people couldn't pay off debts, they were locked up. That was the case in the United States until the Jacksonian era. And I've been just reading and writing about this fascinating figure named Richard Mentor Johnson, who was a vice president of the United States, who led the campaign against debtors' prisons. But the whole idea that people are living in slavery because they're paying off their student loans, nice try. It's a different situation. And given our complex society, your ability in non-slavery to earn your own money and to pay some of back some of what the government loaned to you and provided to you seems not a ridiculous ask or a ridiculous comparison in any way to the idea of debtor's prison. Concerning money and paying things off, there's a great deal of attention right now to the political fundraising that has been going on. And frankly, it has not been working well for Republicans. And some of this has to do with the fact that there is some Republican resentment for the idea that President Trump, who has his whole separate fundraising option, which has actually been by far the most powerful fundraising operation on the Republican side of things, has been vacuuming up that money and not turning it over to the other candidates, even the candidates he has publicly endorsed. But more concerning, there's a big article in the New York Times that takes a look at the drop in small donor donations alarms GOP. And what they write, Shane Goldmacher is the author of the piece. He writes, online fundraising has slowed across much of the Republican Party in recent months, an unusual pullback of small donations that has set off a mad rush among Republican political operatives to understand why and to reverse the sudden decline before it damages the party's chances this fall. It's especially surprising given the fact that there is such confidence that the Republicans are going to win a significant victory in the fall. Small donor donations typically increase as an election nears, but just the opposite has happened in recent months across a wide range of Republican entities, including every major party committee and even former President Donald J. Trump's political operation. The total amount donated online fell by more than 12% across all federal Republican campaigns and committees in the second quarter compared with the first quarter, according to an analysis of federal records from WinRed, the main Republican online donation processing portal. Exacerbating the fundraising problems for Republicans is that Mr. Trump continues to be the party's dominant fundraiser, and yet virtually none of his tens of millions of dollars, he's collected $121 million so far, this is since, of course, he left the White House, that he has raised has gone toward defeating Democrats. Instead, the money funded his political team, and retribution agenda against Republicans who have crossed him. The current political climate favors Republicans as President Biden's approval rating plumbs new lows, but nearly a dozen Republican strategists directly involved in fundraising or overseeing campaigns have expressed concerns about how the fundraising downturn might limit their party's gains. The money gap is so pronounced that Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, an endangered Democratic incumbent, he's running against Herschel Walker, raised more online last quarter, $12.3 million, than the combined WinRed quarterly hauls of the entire Republican Senate nominees or presumptive nominees in seven key contests. In other words, Raphael Warnock raised more money than Republican candidates combined in Georgia, Wisconsin, Florida, Nevada, Ohio, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Now, why does this matter? Because they're talking about small donors here. And one of the strengths of the Trump injection of energy into the Republican Party was supposed to be that he brought with him all these small donors who would then be concerned about Republican future. Well, it hasn't worked out. And with all the optimism on the Republican side, there is deep concern. If you have deep concern about movie entertainment for this weekend, we're going a little bit early to cover some of that because there's a quite remarkable new movie that is just opening up and surely one of the best films of the year. We'll tell you what it is and why coming up. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That show. Summer is a time, particularly in the very hot weather, and we've been experiencing over 90 degrees pretty much all week in Seattle. People tend to think about movies, and partially because they tend to be air conditioned, but also because summer is time for enjoyable, uplifting, sometimes spellbinding films. Do we have something like that on offer from Hollywood this weekend? Well, actually, we do. Fanfare, please. Okay, 13 Lives sounds like a tough title. It sounds like it's going to be a very long movie and you're going to be going through 13 different lives. It's not. It's a remarkable true story, and yes, it runs about 2.5 hours long. It's a long movie, but it's one that is thrilling to watch at every moment and spectacular and a real comeback, if he needed one, for Ron Howard. The film is about a 2018 remarkable true story that you'll remember reading about in the news or hearing about in the news in Thailand, where there were 12 junior soccer players. They were age 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, and they were part of a soccer team, and together with their coach, they went on an outing after a practice into a cave, and it was a very well-known cave. They'd been in before, but then a rainstorm got them trapped. And that created an international rescue that drew on it some British experts in deep cave diving, which really is a thing, played by the likes of Viggo Mortensen and Joel Edgerton and more, who are part of the cast for 13 Lives. Listen.
Last seen 9 days ago, 9 days, 12 boys and their coach are trapped in the flooded cave.
Hey, Rick, you following what's happening in Thailand?
Some kids stuck in a cave.
We're on the list of rescue divers.
It's just a tourist cave.
It looks easy, but when it's flooded, it's impossible. It
takes a certain kind of mindset for the deep cave diving.
You have to be a bit nuts.
They're very, very dangerous.
Hello?
Hey, they're here.
How many of you?
13.
13!
They're all alive.
Can we go out now?
Well, it's not so easy. And Tom Bateman is also in the cast. Colin Farrell is in the cast. The cast is remarkable. Much of the dialogue is in Thai. And some of the Thai cast, this was filmed on location in Australia and in Thailand. And the Thai cast comes across wonderfully. There is an uplifting and extremely tense, beautifully done musical score by Benjamin Wallfish, who's a new film composer, relatively new. But everything in this film works and pays off. I mean, I had no particular interest in cave diving, but the movie makes you care, and the characters are portrayed so vividly, and your involvement with them becomes so deep as to represent really a cinematic triumph. The only thing you can say about the film is that, well, if you remember the incident at all, it showed a remarkable ability of people across cultural, national, and even self-interest lines to cooperate to do something truly heroic and remarkable. 3.5 stars for 13 lives. It is rated PG-13 because there are some real scenes of danger and of injury as well in this film. 3.5 stars for 13 lives, rated PG-13. Next, a very different kind of film with a very misleading, in a way, title. The title is Vengeance. And no, this is not a thriller. It's actually a comedy with a few thriller elements. The story is that the work here is by B.J. Novak, who people will recognize as one of the writers and stars from the very successful TV series The Office. Here he plays a writer for New Yorker magazine who gets a call out of the blue from Texas. And it turns out that a girl he barely knew, went out with a few times, has just died. But she apparently had told her parents that she was deeply involved with this writer in New York. So he goes out to Texas, and he gets involved in trying to solve her death, which might be a murder. Listen.
I have a story.
Okay. I'm in
West Texas, where this family just lost their daughter to an opiate overdose.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's not someone I was close to.
But you flew to Texas for it? Yes. It was a girl I hooked up with a few times. Her family thought that we were more serious than I did.
Adelaine just didn't die. She was murdered.
What?
Yes. Was she murdered or not? And will there be vengeance for her murder? Basically, this is a fish-out-of-water movie, and some of it is very funny. The differences between somebody who's sort of an elite writer and an effete writer from New York encountering some arms-bearing, salt-of-the-earth Texans is predictable, but it's very well done. Ashton Kutcher plays a music producer who seems to have an unwholesome influence over the whole small town in West Texas that he visits. The fact that they continually, in the script that was written by B.J. Novak and it's directed by B.J. Novak, they go back again and again to make clear that these Texans are not the ignorant rubes and the boobs that you might think they were if you were an isolated New Yorker. But that plot does not culminate in a successful workout of the fundamental murder mystery. And the idea of vengeance never really makes sense in the context of this film. It's fascinating to watch and a great debut as a director-writer for B.J. Novak, 2.5 stars. The final film is a film that is very, very different. And it's a film called Resurrection. Nothing religious about it. It's about a career woman in Albany, New York. She's from Britain, and she has a dark past. She's played by Rebecca Hall. Listen.
When I was young, I did something bad, unforgivable. There was this man, and he was handsome, and he noticed me. Stay away from me and my kid.
Okay, you are mistaking me for someone else.
I know him. I know what he's capable of.
Come after me. Come after my child. I swear to God, I will kill you.
I'm the only one that can see you. The only person that really knows who you are.
Tim Roth plays a very convincing, creepy villain. There are horrible secrets here that you discover that are disturbing just to talk about, let alone to watch on screen. None of it seems even vaguely credible, and the problem for the film, and the reason it cannot be recommended, is for the film Resurrection, the main character is profoundly unlikable. And it turns out she is haunted by the father of a baby that she had all those years ago, 20 years before. And she's now trying to deal with a rebellious teenage daughter of her own. The film becomes gruesome. I mean, seriously gruesome. And with some of the most distasteful, gut-churning, gut-ripping scenes, scenes of embowelment, disembowelment, and even though Rebecca Hall is a wonderful actress and she's trying her best, the failure to make any kind of sympathetic connection with the main character makes this film very, very hard to watch. 1.5 stars, and Resurrection is rated a very serious R. And Vengeance, by the way, is an appropriate R as well, because there are scenes of real violence and lots of tough language. That's it for this edition of the Medved Show. Next time, we will answer some of the biggest questions about the leading myths and misunderstandings about the world's biggest conflict. We're not talking about the Ukraine war. We're talking about a war that preceded it and in many ways set it up, World War II, coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.